Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, as Republicans respond to their unexpected victory, Democrats absorb their loss. One guy has to figure out how to work it all into the Bluff the Listener segment. We're referring, of course, to Peter Sagal, host of NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So, Peter, how will you play it out?
Play what out?
Oh, there was this election last night, and there was an unexpected.
That. Yeah, we were just going to mention that at that, you know, roundup of the news at the end. No, it's funny. You actually mentioned the Bluff the Listener segment. We actually, as we started talking about this week's show, we actually considered doing our Bluff the Listener segment with three stories, only one of which is real, even though it's incredible and unbelievable. And the real one would have been Donald Trump being elected president. You know, one of these stories is true. We decided not to do that. We are going to, embrace the challenge of this very interesting week and do what we usually do, which is say rude things about our betters and then move on to stories involving weird studies and misbehaving animals.
Right. Yeah. Well, Peter, as Robin pointed out, a lot of Republicans are very happy today and a lot of Democrats are very worried and scared. I just wonder if you had some advice to people out there who really are upset today about what has happened, about how to kind of get through this. You're
the entire on-staff notion
psychiatrist, yes.
That a public radio game show host would be able to soothe the terror of approximately half the nation is hilarious. I can tell you what I think my job is, which is not to make things actually better for those who want to want them to be better, but to make them feel better for about an hour or 52 minutes with fundraising breaks. The one of the things that we were all thinking about today, and obviously the analogy is not exact, is the show we did after 9/11, which was, of course, a catastrophe for the entire country, not about half of it. And we, at that time, the show was on the air. This we had a much smaller audience. We really wondered if anybody would ever like want to hear jokes about the news again. But we went ahead and we did our show. And it wasn't a very good show, but it was our show. And people wrote in and they expressed a tremendous amount of gratitude for giving them a break. The news had been so unpleasant and serious that, you know, for us to make our silly jokes about it was a relief. So I see my role as not necessarily solving any problems, but maybe happily distracting people.
Well,
for an hour.
Have to say, you're not comparing the election of Donald Trump to 9/11. Although, you know, some analysts last night were saying that as far as intra-American moments, you know, not that terrible attack from outside the country, but intra-American moments, Mark Halperin put this up there with the Civil War and World War II. That it's that much of an earthquake.
I qualified the comparison before.
Yeah, yes, you did.
And I could go further. For example, no one has yet died. However, what I was really referring to was the emotional toll on those who feel it. In that the thing about 9/11, and I think you guys were both around then, you seem mature, is that it really changed everybody's understanding of what was possible in this world. It completely shook. I remember this feeling very vividly. It completely shook like the parameters of what I consider to be reality. You know, I mean, the world spun and the Twin Towers stood there and planes did not fly into them and knock them down and kill lots of people. And it was really scary to know that the world that I had believed I lived in was not the one that existed. And I think for a lot of people, if you talk about the political world of America, they feel the same. And I guess some of them are very happy about it, but I'm sure there are a lot of people, again, roughly about half, who are feeling that extraordinary disorientation. And so the challenge for us is, in that narrow sense, the same, to give them a little break from feeling dizzy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peter Sagal, host of the NPR News quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, thanks for joining us today.
Well, my pleasure.
Can't
Thanks
wait to see what
me.
You do. Can't wait.
Oh, if you have any ideas, send them.
quickly. They do the show on Thursdays.
Exactly. We've got about 24 hours. So all your clever japes, please send them in.